here's a story from The World.
For most Christians, this will not be a normal Christmas. Normal is putting it mildly. For many around the world, the end of 2020 marks the end of a year of concurrent disasters, devastating floods, unprecedented fires, destructive hurricanes and cyclones. Many faith leaders around the world are now making the case that climate justice is the moral cause of our times. That's what we're taking on today in our weekly look at climate change solutions, The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Brother Benedict Ayodi is a Franciscan monk in Nairobi, Kenya. Brother Ayodi is also a member of the Global Catholic Climate Movement and joins me from Nairobi. Brother Ayodi, thanks for being with us. Kenya has had a really tough year. What climate change impacts have you seen firsthand in Kenya and other East African countries over the past 12 months?
The climate impacts that we've had indeed in this year, we've experienced a change in terms of rainfall patterns. We had the worst floods early this year, and not only in Kenya, but also in Rwanda, Somalia, Burundi, Ethiopia, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, and also in Tanzania and Mozambique. 700,000 people affected in all these countries. We've also seen intense droughts, so we are expecting hunger and famine in some parts of the country and indeed of the continent. We've had scarcity of water because of the drought. So we've seen that there are conflicts in several parts of Africa. So this is causing conflicts.
Brother Ayodi, what has been the human cost of all these disasters you've been describing in East Africa? And how have you, as a climate activist, addressed that human cost?
Of course, the people who suffer most due to the effects of climate change are the poor. And we have, big population living in extreme poverty. And so we have a training called the Laudato Si Animators Program that we train people on how to tackle this issue and how to take climate action. We have programs like divestment programs. This divestment is calling Catholic and non-Catholic institutions to divest from fossil fuels.
As a Franciscan monk, Brother Ayodi, you take your spiritual cues from St. Francis when it comes to faith and being a good steward of the environment. So explain the connection to St. Francis and why do you do the work that you do?
Oh, that's a very, very good question, and I'm glad you asked it. St. Francis was motivated by faith to care for creation. He started seeing everything through the eyes of nature and the humans in what we'll call the cosmic fraternity, that each and every creature, we are interconnected under one God. Everything he personifies, he gives human names to creatures in the sense that they all have their dignity and integrity in them, and therefore they need to be cared for and not be destroyed. It is a spirituality, it is a way of life. It is a way of connecting with God by caring for the environment.
Well, there are plenty of opportunities to relate to nature in the wild in Kenya. I gather you are experienced at escaping from lions, Brother Ayodi.
I'm delighted. I probably read the story I wrote a couple of weeks ago. We were in one of our houses in the coastal part of Kenya called Peketoni. On this particular day, we went to go and milk our goats and cows. But when we came out of the house, we realized something strange. It was a lion that had attacked our cattle. It was actually eating one of the goats there. And suddenly, we faced the lion right in front of us. When we tried to turn back and run, one of my colleagues, just fell on the ground and he could not run anymore. But it was a scary moment. So we called the police. And what the police did was they wanted to shoot the lion. But one of the missionaries, who is a Franciscan, pleaded with them saying, why can't we just let the lion go back to its natural habitat?
So what happened?
They left it to feed with the goat. Later, it walked back to the forest. Each and every creature has its own dignity and integrity, and therefore it needs to be respected and cared for.
So, Brother Ayodi, Christmas is just around the corner. It's a holiday for many. This year, the chance to be in community, though, is being discouraged. Where do you see themes of sustainability and human connection to nature in the story and traditions of Christmas, in Kenya especially?
Traditionally, here in Kenya, people have different ways of celebrating Christmas. Instead of people going out to buy a lot of stuff for Christmas and celebrate, we are encouraging people instead to participate in a charity. We're promoting people instead of doing a lot of celebration and eating, they will plant trees. They come together and plant trees, especially in dry areas. Some other, you know, people are distributing seeds for planting when the rain season comes. So this is just the idea of reducing this consumeristic behavior. And this also a way of celebrating as a community.
Well, you have a happy Christmas, Brother Benedict, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and all who will be listening.
Brother Benedict Ayodi is a member of the Global Catholic Climate Movement, speaking with me from Nairobi. At the end of our conversation, I asked Brother Ayodi about singing, a song perhaps that he turns to, a Christmas song that sets up the connection between his faith and nature. So he gathered a couple of his singing colleagues in Nairobi and came back to the microphone a few minutes later.
Hello, Anna. I hope you got the songs. The first song is called Njoni Wapenzi, which...
Brother Ayodi sent this note to our producer, Anna Kusmer, explaining what the song is about. It's an invitation for Christians to come praise the newborn baby Jesus on Christmas.
So we should bring gifts, you know, from our farms, from the environment, and from anything we have to welcome the newborn baby, Jesus.
Connecting environmental gifts with the holiday. So from Nairobi, here's Brother Benedict Ayodi and colleagues with their song in Swahili for the season.
Tufanye shangwe, timbe haleluya, Mokozi Bwana amezaliwa. Malaika ni tutangazia, Mokozi Bwana amezaliwa. Furaha yetu ni kubwa sana, Mokozi Bwana.
Lovely work, everyone. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Be strong, stay safe. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
From PRX.